Hello again, guys. Hi there. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is for you right now as you listen to this. If this is your first time listening to me, hi. My name is Rochelle. Very nice to meet you. Thank you so much for taking the time to click on my podcast and listen to me speak. I really appreciate it. So, I have not made a podcast episode in several months since like when quarantine first started and nothing was open and things were just this whole chaotic mess first began. And so it's been a few months, and my life has actually entirely changed, which is interesting because with quarantine, there isn't too much to do. But I just feel very different from how I felt prior to quarantine. I ended up very randomly in a really amazing and wonderful and perfect romantic relationship when I have not been in a relationship in 3 years and kept myself single by choice. And then next thing you know, I'm cuffed again. And that's never really something that I do anymore. And I'm amazingly happy about that. So I'm in a relationship now and I switched programs at my university. I found out first week of May that I was accepted. And so I'm in one that's a little bit more lengthy and more, the one I was in before was more generalized. But the one that I'm in now will allow me to be a qualified, the term is LPC, licensed professional counselor. But it essentially just means like a licensed therapist. And the one prior was a more research-based program, and I wanted to expand my horizons in psych. So, I changed programs and I'm in a relationship now, and things just feel very different. I turned 23 in June, and since I turned 23, it just hit me. I was like, man, I'm 23 now. Like, I'll be 25 in 2 years. I feel like it's been so long since I lived my party lifestyle at 21, when I was going out every weekend and getting turnt, as they call it, and then waking up and doing it the next day again. Like, I lived such a different lifestyle, and now I'm in, completing my third semester of grad school because I'm doing summer, and so in the fall it'll be my fourth semester, and it's like, I feel like I'm going through my years and going through my months so fast, and I'm becoming such a different person. And with that being said, I am going to be talking about something that is very, very near and dear to my heart. And to be honest with you, entirely honest, I feel a little bit of shame. I feel a little bit of shame speaking on this topic, because it's not something that is, I guess would be the word would be socially appropriate, socially acceptable. It's not something that is impressive to society, and it's not something that any of us want to be. And that's why topics like this are never talked about. They kind of are swept under the rug, and people struggle with these kinds of self-esteem issues and not feeling good enough and never having the right approach or knowing how to actually handle and tackle the problem. Because if we don't know what the problem is, and we never even dissect and decipher, like, how did this start? How did this develop? Where is the, am I the problem or are the other people the problem? How did this keep going on? And I have a problem with it now, and I don't want to live with, I can't live like this anymore, essentially. And so that is how I felt about this topic. And so I was going back and forth for the last few weeks about talking about this on my podcast, and I decided that I'm going to speak on it. I'm going to speak about my experience. I'm going to speak on just in general how it tends to develop. And I think that this might be really helpful for a lot of you. So let's get started. I'm going to be talking about the topic of people pleasing, about how it happens, how we become people pleasers, what it means to be a people pleaser, how it actually develops, and why it is that you feel that this might be something that your identity consists of and or something that you want to change. Okay, so from my own perception, my own personal experience with this, I the last episode I made was actually, now that I didn't even think about this prior, but now they're actually pretty similar. I made my last episode on why nice people, nice guys specifically finish last in relationships and with getting girls. And people pleasing actually is what nice guys, it would be the umbrella that the nice guys go under. So people pleasing is essentially the idea from my perception, my own experience, the idea that you care way too much about what other people think of you, and you feel that you have to walk on eggshells even when you are uncomfortable because that is your sense of safety. If you do what other people want you to do, then you are going to be safe. And if you don't do what they want you to do, as you can see, I'm speaking in very simplistic language. If you don't do what they want you to do or what you are expected of, you know that you are going to be in some way victimized or be hurt or be, other people will see you as an easy target and it will just be a threat to you if you don't do what you're told because you're trying to do everything that you can to stay safe. If you want to know one thing about psychology, about people in general, it's that we do everything that we can to survive, whether it's a good idea or whether it's maladaptive or it's mean or it's unkind or it's a terrible freaking idea or if it's a great idea. Everything that we do is to survive. Everything is based upon survival, and people go out of their way to do things that seem crazy or seem, think, look at like all the clout chasers. Look at all the crazy stuff that people clickbait on, put on their titles and their videos. People go out of their way to do everything that they can to survive. And whether it's a horrible idea and something that makes them look like a terrible person, well, they don't think a bit about it that thoroughly and they don't self-reflect enough because their ultimate goal is to just stay safe. Whatever their interpretation of safe is, to be seen as a high value person, to be seen as someone who cannot be touched, cannot be hurt, who always walks around with armor. That's why one of my future topics, it might be my next, this is another thing I want to talk about is narcissism. This is a topic that I've an immense amount of experience with. I fully understand, comprehend psychopathy, psychopaths, and narcissism. I completely understand it. All it is a false front. It's to protect yourself. So, with all this being said, that's one thing you need to know about psych is that people do whatever they can to survive and stay safe in this world. Now, some people, this is where people pleasing comes into play. Some people, they see the false front, the arrogance, the act like an asshole so that no one can hurt you, hurt other people before they hurt you, abandon other people before they abandon you. They go that route. But there are some people, such as people pleasers, who do the exact opposite. They follow all the rules. They do everything that they know that person wants from them because that's their walking on eggshells and doing what they are told is their way of surviving. Typically, these people. I'm going to try my very, very best to stay objective because this really hits home. It kills my soul and it's something that haunts me. So I'm going to stay very objective and not really speak too much about my experience. But this kind of person who is too nice, who is a people pleaser, who cares what other people think more than they should, or is overly aware, overly cognizant, overthinks their actions. The reason why is because people who are this kind of individual. They grew up in an environment where they were never validated. They were never told things that children should be properly told. They were never ever complimented. Nothing was ever about them unless they did something wrong. Nothing, no praise, no love, no healthy, genuine love was given to them. It was just about them being controlled. It was just about them being manipulated. It was just about them doing exactly what they needed to do in order to stay safe in that house because they grew up, nine times out of 10, people pleasers grew up in an environment where they were not heard. They were not listened to. Their needs, especially their emotional needs. Their emotional needs were not met. They had a request or they had a complaint or something that they asked their parent or a family member, someone in that household for, and it was always rejected. It was always shut down. It was never listened to. And so that person learned that they are never going to gain love for being who they are. They are only going to gain love in, it's not actually love, by the way. But that's something that a child, excuse me, that's something that a child cannot comprehend. We're just not developed at that age to comprehend these concepts with such logic. God, sorry, my ADHD, I speak so fast sometimes. What they believe is that love is any kind of attention, any kind of validation, any sort of comfort, even when it's only some of the time, even when it's only occasional. That's what people pleasers have learned. They've learned that they only are going to get love if it's conditional, if it's only what the other person wants from them. Oh, and typically these people are people of power. Typically it's a parent-child relationship, or someone of power who actually could control and manipulate them because th that child couldn't get away from it. So they learned over time what is better: to be treated like garbage some of the time and be given love other times, or to have nothing. Repeat that part of the podcast. This is the main thing. That person has learned that unconditional love does not exist, and only conditional love exists. And so, what is better? Being given respect and treated with love and respect some of the time, and other times being treated badly, or to have nothing at all. Those are their only two options, because when they stand up for themselves, or when they say, "Hey, that made me sad," or "That made me uncomfortable," typically that parent or adult or whoever it was that, inflicted this kind of trauma, typically those people tend to be very narcissistic people. They don't understand logic. They don't understand how love, what actually love means, and how love should be gone about. So they just do what their parents did to them, or what they learned from childhood back, when generations were different, and they had no concept of going on the internet and watching YouTube videos from psychologists or speaking to a therapist or any of this stuff. They just did what it was that was familiar to them. And so they put it on to now, the child that I'm really trying really hard, as you can tell, to not talk about myself in any way. But, now this child is a young adult or in high school or college, etc., and they are a result of that individual's trauma. And so that person continues on and continues on and barricades, buries, hides, and shields everything that they went through, because they had no way of healing. They just had to take what others did to them over and over and over. And so that age of like child to young adult, adolescent, is the time that we are creating our identity. It is the time that our identity is developing. We see the way that others react to us, peers in school. We see what social group we're a part of. We see whether we're a cool cheerleader with the football players, you know what I mean? Like excite going to all these exciting events, or we're someone who's more, I don't know. For me, I was definitely a floater. I kind of like fit into most groups, but, or you're someone who's more of an outcast or outsider. We kind of see how other people react to us and our homes, with our families, our friends, the way the opposite or same sex, whatever you're attracted to, is going to respond to you. And that tends to develop your identity and confirm it over and over and over. That term in psychology is called confirmation bias. It's when you have a bias, an opinion of yourself that keeps being confirmed again and again and again. And so what happens with these people pleaser type of relationships is that that person learns that, okay, well, I'm not going to be treated well at all. So I'm never going to be treated the way I want to be treated, or the way I should be or deserve to be treated. So I should just take anything that I can get, because it's better than having no love. So that person's identity becomes a people pleaser, whether they realize that or not. And even saying that out loud just hit, kills me. It hurts me to say, but that's what it is, because that's all that they know. It's all that they know. And so they end up in the same circumstances over and over and over, because, again, going back to the whole survival thing, we do what we know. We do what is familiar to us. We do what makes sense, because it's just how your identity has developed and continued on. You don't know any better. You don't know anything else. And it's not like someone can go into that individual's mind and know exactly what they're thinking. So most of the time, others around them who are not narcissistic or controlling individuals who are just normal, regular, healthy people, typically they don't even have awareness of the fact that that's what's going on in that person's mind. So they're kind of left alone with having nobody be like, why are you doing this? Or why are you acting this way? Or why? Because nobody knows, because it's something that they barricade and they continue on and on and on, just like living with this way and remembering. And it's something that they at some point have to resolve by themselves, because it's something that's hidden deep within. Scars and insecurities, self-esteem issues, these things are deeply barricaded within us, and other people don't really know them until you ha they have experience with you. So let's continue on. So that's kind of how it develops. Now let's actually talk about the actions and what makes someone a people pleaser. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, maybe I kind of, this really does sound like me, like shit, I've never really thought about it this way. But, and you're wondering if you can maybe define yourself. These are tend to be some of the actions. So people with people pleasing tendencies have no boundaries. They allow anyone, anything to be done and to be said, and they're not going to say anything because, again, they learned that it's better to get some love than to get nothing at all. So they think that as long as the person is kind, or even not kind, but just decent or normal, or has good qualities, because everyone has good and bad qualities. So at least when someone's good some of the time, okay, well, whatever, they can treat me like shit. It's fine, because, like, whatever, it's just what I'm used to. It's just how people are. And rather than saying, hey, I'm uncomfortable by what you just said, or why did you just speak over me? Why did you just interrupt me? Or I don't like the tone of which you're speaking to me. And they don't know how to say that because they never gained experience with that. Their identity has just been a doormat. And so when they enter, let's, going back to the actions, when they enter relationships with the person they're dating, romantically, platonically, friendships, they are overly, the word that comes to mind right away is non-judgmental. They're overly non-judgmental. They're overly okay. They're overly, nonchalant about people doing whatever, because they're like, I know what it's like to be hurt. And if that person is treating me badly, that just means that they're hurt and whatever. Like that, I understand why, so I'm going to excuse it, instead of standing up for themselves so that it doesn't happen again. And something that I've learned, especially in my most recent friendship or whatever you want to call it, that ended, is that people disrespect you once you allow them to disrespect you one time. If you let them one time, they're going to keep doing it. Anything that you allow will always continue. If you don't say something, they're just going to keep doing it. And it's unfortunate because it's like you just want them to figure out that you're unhappy. You just want them to be like, don't they understand? Can't they put two and two together? I am miserable around this person. I am quiet around this person, whatever. Don't they understand that this is the way that they're making me feel? Decent, good people wouldn't treat other people badly. But unfortunately, when you allow someone to hurt you once, they do it again. And I'm not talking about like little mistakes. I'm talking big, like awful things such as your face, abusive behavior, verbally, physically, emotionally abusive behavior. It will go on and on and on and on, because going back to boundaries, that person perceives you as someone with no boundaries, that they could just say and do whatever they want to you and nothing will happen. There's no consequence. You're not going to stand up for yourself. You're not going to embarrass them by standing up and saying, that's not okay with me. So nothing is going to happen. It's very unfortunate. People pleasers, people who have people pleasing tendencies, are very uncomfortable by people not liking them. They do anything that they can to be liked rather than to be respected. If someone needs something, if someone needs help with a certain project, or if someone needs something that has perpetually been a problem for me for the last couple years, and I have completely stopped it, and I have not experienced this in many months now, which I'm very proud of. People who are smart intellectually, like you're emotionally intelligent, especially people like me who are going to be a psychologist, like they're studying this for a living, going to school for this, I mean, and want to be in this field involving emotion and thought and vulnerability. People like me tend to be used, or people try to use you to be their therapist, to be like your social role is just to be the therapist friend to go to for advice. And I mean, I've had other social roles too. That's not the only one. I've also been like, I don't know how to say this without sounding like cocky, but it's true, like the pretty party friend girl. You know, the girl that you always go out with. Like I had that social role all being 21. Like, hey girl, wanna go out, and early 22. Like, wanna go out, let's go out, let's go get turned, let's go get fucked up. I've had that social role too, but one that's consistently been a part of my life, people knowing that I study psych, is that I'm someone that they can go to for free therapy. And that is something that I allowed people to step on me for, because I thought that they truly liked me. I thought, and maybe they did, maybe they do, I don't know. But I thought that they genuinely wanted to talk to me and they wanted to hang out with me. But no, it was they wanted something from someone who's a high value, high quality person. And they chose me because I'm the one that they know and the one that resembles that kind of identity. And so it's like once they get that from you, that's it. But in your eyes, you're thinking, oh, they like me. They want to be my friend. They want to hang out with me. But no, every time you hang out or every time you talk, it's always about them. It's always about them venting. And so now I've addressed this and I've put two and two together, like, oh no, this person really only hits me up to vent about something or to tell me that they ran into an ex-girlfriend at the mall or an ex-boyfriend or is making them upset. What do they do about it? It's really unfortunate. So people pleasers tend to not be able to decipher between who actually likes them and who is just using them for something because all they know is being stepped on and treated badly, because it's better than having nothing. It's so unfortunate. It's so freaking unfortunate. And speaking from myself, my own personal experience a little bit, it's like it's embarrassing to say out loud. It's embarrassing to know that you haven't had high standards for people. You've let people, treat you however the fuck they want, and they think that they can get away with it and just speak to you like everything is cool, and this is something that I'll mention more in my future narcissism podcast episode, but people really just think that once they can get away with doing one thing, they could just keep doing it to you and you're not going to say anything. You're not going to say anything. And now my rule is in my head, it's a kind of like not for sure three strikes, but about like three big things that you do and you're out of my life. That's the way I see it now. If I keep seeing you do the same thing over and over when I ask, to you to stop or tell you to stop and it keeps going, you will be deleted as a friend. I will not talk to you. You will not be able to have any communication with me. That's how it goes. And it's unfortunate because people pleasers also tend to second guess their own perceptions of things. They tend to, because they weren't validated in childhood, they don't have the ability to see, wow, that was a terrible thing that that person just did. That was a terrible thing that that person just said. Wait, did I deserve that? Because your whole life you're just treated badly. So you always just presume that it's your fault. Abuse goes into your identity. Abuse goes into, wow, I deserved to be treated that way. You didn't fucking deserve it. I don't like to swear very much, but you didn't fucking deserve it if it happened to you. You were just the one that was more emotional, or you didn't stand up for yourself, or whatever. So then it just, you were that chosen person. You were that chosen child, that chosen little kid that didn't know what the on earth, what the hell was happening. And it just kept happening to you. It wasn't actually that you deserve it. But if you don't resolve it, which is the whole purpose of me making this episode to help you guys the way that I've helped myself. Now I see myself as a very high quality, very like, I really value myself very high. I think that I'm a really awesome, amazing person. I don't know. I mean, I have my flaws and, but it's amazing from how I used to perceive myself physically, mentally, everything. And that's because I learned that You have to have standards in this world. You have to be able to be confident and trust your own perception. And people with people-pleasing tendencies tend to second guess and not be comfortable with their own beliefs because they were never confirmed in childhood. So it wasn't like, yeah, honey, you're right, or that's true, that's true. So you always just wonder when you're thinking differently from that other second person, you're like, is it just me right now? Like, did what they was what they said really that bad? Yes, it was cruel. Yes, it was wrong. And you need to tell them that you are fucking not okay with it. You are not okay with it. I recently, there's someone who I feel weird saying this, but like whatever. I would never mention names, never. But there's someone who I have known since I was 20, and he just thinks that he can come onto my Snapchat or talk to me in any sort of way. Like he could just use like I don't want to be I don't want to be specific because that's like my business with another person, but he just thinks that he can use certain language around me or like be rude to me for literally no reason. Certain circumstances that like I'll tell him something, he'll be completely judgmental, be like, oh, that's so freaking weird, that's so whatever, and like used recently the F slur, you know, FAGGOT. I don't talk like that, you know what I mean? Like I don't, you know, and next thing you know, he's fucking sending me that word over and over, and I just deleted him from my list. I was like, don't fucking come to my page and think that you can speak to me in that way. And I hadn't heard from him since. And he tried to Snapchat me another time, never apologized, never said anything about the way he talks to me. And he just snapped me again. And yeah, I just deleted him as a friend. But since I have it so that you cannot be my friend and still Snapchat me, it went to me. So then I just blocked him. Like, what's that called? Soft block? Because like you can make it so that that person isn't blocked, but they're just your name is removed from their list. So that's what I did because you shouldn't be able to just think that you can casually Snapchat me, but you just disrespected me 2 days ago. That's not how this fucking works. Same thing with narcissism. I was very close to someone who has diagnosed narcissism, and I noticed their behavioral patterns over and over and over. I remember I was in the hospital for something, and I'm fine, but I was in the hospital, and rather than asking me if I was okay and if I was healthy and like, or how are you? How are you doing? He was criticizing the way that I was typing. He said, I don't like the way that you wrote that word girl. It's annoying. He was criticizing the way, and I was like, what the fuck, bro? I am at the hospital alone right now, and you're really gonna criticize the way that I'm typing? And he just, you know, like, how do you respond to that? That's how I started to behave. That's how I fucking live my life now. I'm so sorry I'm swearing so much. I hate swearing. Like, I genuinely only swear when I'm like, you know, telling a story or something like this, but I don't like, you know, cursing in general. But it's just, these are things that I noticed about him over time. Like he just would do something like that and then act like it never happened and just want to get away with things. And a big part of people pleasing that I want to emphasize so strongly is that it's not actually because they see within you that you're this way and that there's something wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. These are things that I've had to tell myself as someone who's studying psychology, as someone who's very smart, very empathic. I've had narcissists cling to me. I've had people cling to me who try to treat me so badly because what people want to do, it's not the fact that you're you and you deserve to be treated badly. It's the fact that you have certain qualities that that person can't stand about themselves. Repeat that part of the podcast. You have something that that person can't stand about themselves. You have openness. You have kindness. You have some kind of vulnerability or emotion. And that person doesn't know how to deal with their own emotions, their own vulnerability. So then they're just going to hurt you rather than love you for being that way because they hate themselves for their own emotion, their own unresolved trauma. They never dealt with it. They never healthily dealt with it. So they're just going to be shitty to the people that allow them to be shitty. That's how it is. They're not purposefully, because I felt when I was, I am not going to speak about this much, but when I was like first turned 22, I felt because of a really horrible situation that happened to me, really terrible. And my senior year of college. And I felt like I was just always being ganged up on. I felt like, why am I always just this person that's being, people are out to get me? Why am I always targeted? I genuinely started to feel that people were out to get me. Why am I always fucking victimized? And I hope you guys understand. I hope whoever on this planet, whether you're someone that personally knows me very well, and you probably are very surprised that you're probably extremely surprised actually, because I never talk about this. I fucking never, it's always in my mind, but I never talk about it. Or you're someone in goddamn Nebraska that I'm never gonna meet. I hope you realize that this is really hard for me to do. This is really hard for me to talk about. But it's necessary because I don't want to look weak. I don't want to look vulnerable. It's scary. It's fucking so scary to share this kind of info. But the reason that I'm doing it is because it actually shows how strong people like us are, who have been beaten down, who have been treated terribly, and we're so strong for dealing with it and putting up with it. And I would like to talk about it because I would never want someone to deal and continue dealing with what I continue dealing with for 22 years. Because now that I'm 23, I'm like already noticing within me that, like, I'm like, why the fuck is that person saying that shit? Or like, why are you talking to me like that? Like, calm your tone down. And I used to never say things like that. I used to never, because I was so victimized when I was a child. I was always victimized, and it breeds within you. It crushes you. It crushes your identity. But the reason that we must discuss these kind of things, the reason that we should get therapy, the reason you should get a podcast of your own, or draw about it, paint about it, handle it, and whatever. Listen to music. That's what I do all the time to like relate to lyrics. It's because it's going to keep being a problem in your life. They say that the universe, God, whatever you believe in, continues putting the same goddamn lesson in your life over and over until you change your own behavioral pattern. Because again, when someone does it once, they're going to continue doing it over and over because they think they can get away with it. People like this, it's not because they're out to get you. It's not because you deserve it. It's not because you're unworthy. It's because they are looking for the person who will put up with it. They are looking for the person who will deal with their shit. They're looking for that person who will allow them to treat people in the way that helps them with their unresolved trauma. Because again, going back to the survival thing, they're doing this thing to survive. They're acting this way. They're acting narcissistic. They're ignoring, neglecting your feelings. They're treating you like shit. They're bullying you, whatever it might be. They're doing it because it helps them survive because they've been hurt. They don't know how to handle it. So if you allow them to treat you badly, you are just enabling them to hurt you instead of just resolving their own shit that would be their own responsibility. No, you're just the target that's allowing them to keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. It sucks, man. It fucking sucks. And so, yes, people pleasing is a hard thing. It's really hard. It's the idea that you want other people to like you because you were never validated in childhood. It's the idea that you're not actually being yourself. You're not being who you are. You're not standing up for your own opinion. You're not standing up for what you actually believe in. You don't actually contribute in the conversation. When someone says something horribly disgusting, you don't speak up because you would rather be liked than be respected. You would rather be liked than be seen as your own individual. And so being liked is so important to you. Being validated is so important to you because for you, being validated is giving you permission to like yourself. Being validated is permission for you to like yourself. If other people like you, then you will like you. And that's something that I felt. That's something that I felt all of 21. I felt like, by that point, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, guys. Whew, my phone actually fell. I'm so sorry. But I felt that way all the time at 21. And this is, again, I'm being very vulnerable, very honest, self-disclosure, as we call it in psych. I felt that way all the time when I was 21. I wanted other people to like me. I thought that because when I was 21, I lost 20 pounds. I had surgery on my face. I dyed my hair black. I changed my style. I literally look like a completely different person. I've had people from high school not recognize me. Like I'll like go to like a choir concert. I'll run into someone in the mall in that area and they don't know who I am, or they'll like take a second to realize who I am. So I did a lot of that because I thought that if I was going to be pretty, then other people would like me. Or if I did my makeup in a certain way, if I looked better, if I was skinnier, that was the main thing. If I was skinnier and if I was prettier, then other people would like me because it gave me permission to like myself. But in reality, you liking yourself is going to make other people like you. You liking who you are is going to make other people like you. People like confident people, and I'm going to make a whole podcast episode about self-esteem. Do you see how all these things are very intertwined and all kind of connected in some form? And people like people who like themselves. So instead of people pleasing, this is shit that I'm telling you because I've told myself these things. I've told myself these things and I'm learning and I'm like going through it. And I'm fucking 23 and I'm not going to live the life that I lived when I was 21, partying and, you know, wearing a ton of makeup and being hot and pretty at the club and thinking that that was what was going to make people like me. No, I'm telling you the stuff that now I am incorporating and I'm teaching, and I'm reparenting myself day after day after day that you need to start all over. You need to just act how you are, be how you are, wear what you want, do what you want. Instead of people pleasing, instead of making that parent or that person, whoever it might be, instead of pleasing that person, instead of thinking, oh, that person will love me because no, they're being selfish and they're trying to control you. It's selfishness on their part. It's trying to control someone because they can't even control themselves. No, instead of focusing on what someone's going to think because then they're going to love you because they don't actually love you, they love what they can do and how they can manipulate you. Focus on you. Start up. Start up on, you know, the daily. Wake up and make a cup of coffee and, you know, dress in however the fuck you want to dress that day. Dress in however you want to dress. I don't even follow. It is like 80 degrees at least now every day in Pittsburgh, and I wear all black. I don't follow weather. I'm always in all black or red or white. I wear a lot of makeup. Not even a lot. That's not true. There's most girls, especially like Instagram bitches and stuff, wear way more makeup than me, but I'm always in like false eyelashes. I tan my skin with shit from Target, and I'm like, that's just my look. You know what I mean? I have like dark hair. I dye my hair black, dark clothing. That's just my look. I always have my nails done. I'm a very feminine person, eyelashes glued. And I know that there's going to be people who don't like that. There's going to be people who are like, think that that's, you know, they're gonna think something about me. I can't even say what it is. I can't tell you how many freaking times I've been called goth or emo or edgy. Edgy is a good one. I'm always, that's the word actually that's more common, but emo goth I get too. It's like, people are not gonna like that look. People aren't gonna like the fact that I wear solid colors and that I wear all black and that I listen to dark music and I study psychology, and I'm a very lighthearted person, but I also talk about very deep things. That's not going to be something that everyone likes. You know, there's going to be a lot of really dumb and frat boy kind of frat boy. I always say that joke in real life. Like, I wish I was as dumb as a frat boy, but it's true. There's going to be that frat boy kind of person that's just very dur, and their parents paid their whole way through college with them having, you know, all C's, and their life is just, you know what I mean? Like, just what is that term in English? Happy go lucky. You know, they're just dumb and they go through life and they don't self-reflect. They don't think about who they are. They don't want to change. They want to be the exact same child they were when they were 18. They were 15. You know what I mean? There's going to be people like that who very likely I'm not going to be their cup of tea. I've already met people like that where they just don't get me. Like, maybe they just ask me to like hook up or whatever. Like, they hit on me, but they don't actually want to get to know me as a person because my intellect level is different and we're not compatible. So there's going to be a, that's just an example. I'm just telling you something you can relate to. There's going to be a lot of people that don't like your style, don't like the way that you speak, don't like the things that you talk about, don't like your sense of humor. I have a really dark sense of humor. I have a really dark sense of humor. People like can't tell if I'm being sarcastic or serious. So it's not everyone's gonna get you. You're not gonna be everyone's cup of tea. But like, as long as you like yourself, you have less of an urge to people please because you know that that person isn't actually liking you. They're just using you to feel good about themselves. They're just trying to find someone to manipulate and control. Does that make sense? People pleasers need to have people with people pleasing tendencies. Let's put it that way. That's a more polite way to put it. That is more applicable for people who have these tendencies but wouldn't entirely identify themselves as this. They just feel bad and feel guilty, and they are always overly concerned with what other people think, what other people are going to say, if other people are going to be mad at them. That is my big thing. That is my freaking big thing. Because of my childhood, things happening in my childhood, I'm always so terrified of other people being mad at me that, like, what did I do? Did I say something wrong? Did I do something wrong? But you know what? Fuck, you're mad at me. Shit. You're fucking mad at me. What did I do? What did I really do? I remember I had a friend who, like, she was mad at me, the fact that I didn't reply to her text in 10 minutes. And next thing you know, she's crying, having a panic attack on FaceTime. She was mad at me over the fact that I was at the gas station. I didn't text her back in 10 minutes. Like, that is just chaotic. Okay, then be fucking mad. Like, why are you so codependent on me? I am my own person. If you have people-pleasing tendencies, you need to remember that you are your own individual and you need to stop being so concerned with what other people want from you and be more concerned, way, way, way more concerned with how you feel. And that's what I'm starting to do. For instance, an example is with my phone. I used to feel like I had to be on my phone because there was going to be people in my life, such as that girl, who were going to like scream and cuss. Like, she would literally cuss me out, say fuck you on like a regular basis. She cussed me out almost every single day. I let her, seriously. People like her, family members of mine that, like, if I don't answer right away, that they're gonna freak out. They're gonna be mad at me that, oh my God, you're ignoring me on purpose. Oh my God, you don't want to talk. Like, that was just, I was just so afraid of people being mad at me. But now I think, okay, well, I don't want to be on my phone. I want to watch a YouTube video. I want to, for instance, I just went to the gym. I want to just watch a YouTube video that is 30 minutes long while I run on the elliptical or treadmill. I want to not be on my phone texting you, texting anybody. There are times when I don't text friends back for, or my boyfriend for like 2+ hours. There's some texts, like, I've noticed I didn't reply to the friend from like a day ago. I'm like, shit, I never answered them. Oops. And then I'm like, oh, that was kind of rude that I didn't reply because that was kind of like a serious topic. That, no, it's not rude because just because we have phones doesn't mean that we have 100% access to everyone. Just because we have phones does not mean that we can demand, fucking demand for other people to answer us when we want, to be our therapist when we want. Like, I noticed that people would just, when I was, this doesn't happen anymore because I've completely stopped it. I'm very proud of myself for that. But I would just get texts from nowhere from people being like, for instance, like the example I provided before, I just ran into my ex-girlfriend, or my ex-girlfriend got a new man. What, I'm sad. Bro, how come you didn't like say good morning? How come you didn't say hey, hi? Why are you just spewing your problems out at me and demanding for me to respond? You're not, no one is entitled to you. No one is fucking entitled and can control you. You control yourself. You control yourself because there's going to be a point in time, and for me, this was end of 22 when that friendship ended with that boy I spoke about recently. I was just like, I've had enough. I cannot handle people thinking that they can just use me to be their therapist or just make them feel good about themselves or compliment them or go to the club with them and be their pretty girlfriend to get drunk with. And then when I am like, living my life in your on your doing your own thing, you don't even feel the need to ask one time how I'm doing or how school is one time, how work is. No, it's just what you want. I just have had fucking enough. And that is the point that you will get to at one point. If you have people pleasing tendencies, you're going to get to a point where you're like, I have had enough. I cannot handle this anymore. I cannot handle people using my goodness, my kindness as my weakness. I can, just because they are not kind and they are idiotic and freaking moronic, they're idiots. That is for them to handle. It is not for them to project upon me and to use me to handle their unresolved trauma. No, that's not what we're going to do anymore. So, what we're going to do is, if you're someone who has this kind of personality type sometimes, and not even personality type. It's more like that's kind of dramatic, hyperbolic. It's more like if you have these kinds of tendencies of and actions that you notice yourself doing, it's like I'm saying yes, but I really mean no. I'm telling this person that I'm gonna come to their event or come over because they're sad, but it's actually extremely inconvenient for me today because I've had hours and hours of school and I just wrote a 10-page paper, whatever it might be. I literally just pulled that out of my butt. That didn't actually happen. But just anything, you know, like for me, I'm very busy. And I'm just going through grad school. I'm not taking even one semester off. I keep going. So I am very busy throughout the day. So I put my phone aside, or I do what I want, and then I check it later. So just because that person needed you to come over to make them feel better, just because that person called you to cry, just because that person needed you for something, or they don't know how they need your help, does not mean that they are entitled to you. If it is extremely inconvenient for you to come that day. And they actually let, okay, like let's say even broader. Let's say they don't even need something, like they're not trying to use you, they genuinely just miss you and want to hang out with you. People pleasers tend to just say yes automatically without actually wanting to that time. It's just ingrained in them to always like agree, be agreeable, and keep saying yes. So let's say you actually meant no. So let's say someone asks you to hang out, but you just came from a whole day of school or work or whatever, and you're not really in an extroverted mood. You want to sit and you want to watch a movie or, you know, watch Netflix, whatever, and chill. So it is not rude for you to say no. It is not rude for you to say no to your friend, to your partner, significant other, to your parents. It is not rude to prioritize yourself. You could simply say, I'm just really tired right now. I'm not feeling it. Or I don't have the money for that right now. Or whatever your reason is. Or I had a long day. I kind of just want to chill to myself. And that's it. You don't have to say it in a rude way. You don't have to be like, screw you. I never want to hang out with you. Like, no, bye. Like, yeah. You don't have to be a dramatic about it. You could just simply say no. Or I can't, sorry, I can't, or I already have plans tonight. That's it. Or I'm already doing some, even let's say you're not doing something. You really just, 'cause initially when you start to say no, it can feel really uncomfortable. The first couple times that I said no to someone, I felt really uncomfortable. So just maybe even lie or say like fib or say something that goes around it, such as, you know, I would love to, but I actually have homework to do, or I have work stuff I need to get done, because it could just be uncomfortable to say, I'm too tired, I just want to chill. But the more that you do it, the more you realize the logic behind it. Being a people pleaser is entirely emotional. It's how you've been conditioned over time. It's how you're programmed and how you're wired. It's not actually based on logic. You know, saying no to someone in a way that isn't just, no, I hate you, leave me alone. Just saying the word no is just no, and yes is just yes. Refusing someone's wishes or worrying about yourself and prioritizing yourself is not rude. It's just you've been programmed to do what other people want rather than what you want. Become more aware of how you feel, what you want. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. Something that I've taught myself and I've figured out is if I even have a small gut feeling of discomfort, if I feel tense, like let's say someone's asking me, you know, can you come over to, not even can you, but come over tonight, or like I need you, or I'm depressed, or I want to die, or something like that. When I used to get a lot of you know, people trying to use me to be their therapist, and I would just get texts like that, like, I want to die, or I hate myself, or something like that. Instead of being agreeable, tell them, say what you're actually feeling. If I even have some slight gut feeling that I'm uncomfortable, even a slight gut feeling, because my peace, for someone who has gone through as much trauma and as aware, self-aware as I am, for 23, I need a lot of chilling and hanging out and just taking a shower, doing my makeup, having a coffee, like relaxing just to be able to function like a normal person. And so it takes so much energy for me to just exist. And so when I even have, and I don't say that by the way in a victimized way, I just say that because it's factual, it's true, objective. And so when I even have a slight feeling, someone sent me a text demanding me for something, someone, which doesn't ever happen really anymore, besides like familial stuff, but that's a whole nother conversation. And I'm just starting to feel like uncomfortable. I feel like a t tenseness in me, a gut feeling of like, oh, I just want to like run away from that text, or I just want to like stop that conversation. If I feel anything, I know that I have to say something. That's how I do. If I feel something, I have to say something, or I have to say no. If someone sends me something, I don't have to answer. I don't have to be doing what they want me to do. And it's just not fair. It's not fair. Do you see how I feel like this podcast episode has been the most all over the place, just kind of all over and disorganized, and just thoughts are flowing within me because it is kind of an umbrella of a bunch of different issues, and all of these things are kind of interconnected. But I hope you guys are understanding the point and the gist of what I'm trying to articulate. And I hope you're enjoying it. I hope it resonates with someone, because being a people pleaser is so much energy. It's feeling like being yourself, being your true self, not what they want you to be or who they want you to be, but being your true self is not going to be liked by people. And you have to do what they want so that you get love and approval, so that you know that is bullshit. That is bullshit. What is love? And gosh, maybe this should be a whole podcast episode too, but what is love and what is healthy love? What is love is love is when you can be fully 100% yourself and you don't fear that you're going to be treated badly, that you're going to be lo unloved, you're going to be abandoned. You're just being exactly who you are and shown love, shown peace. Love is peace. Love equals peace to me. That's what love is. When someone is, waking up and has no makeup on their face and needs to shower and looks terrible, and when that person is all dressed up and looks their absolute best, when that person didn't look great in that photo, or if that person gained, 5 pounds, whatever it might be, or that person is not perfect, that person made a mistake. Love is when that friend or that family member or that person still loves them and wants to be with them and wants them to be a part of their life. That's what love is. Love isn't when someone uses you because you make them feel good about controlling someone because they can't even control themselves. Love isn't walking on eggshells around someone. Love isn't doing what somebody else wants. Love isn't thinking that you're only going to be accepted if you are a doctor, if you are a lawyer, if you make the family look good, or if you're skinny, or if you're pretty, or if you, it's not love. That's selfishness on their part. Love is when you could be fully and completely yourself and you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to think it through. You know, me not re like currently, I have multiple, as I am now 52 minutes in, I have multiple texts from people. Love would be them knowing that me not answering for 52 minutes, I love them exactly the same. I love them just the same. It means that I'm busy and I'm making this episode, or I'm working out, or I'm doing homework, or I'm cleaning, or I'm with a friend, or whatever, I'm doing that doesn't involve my phone. Love isn't control. Love is peace. And being a people pleaser isn't love. It's not going to make someone love you. It might make you a little bit safer in your, childhood before you turn 18 and you can legally move out and do your own thing. But for the most part, it's a really sad place to be in, to feel like you can't be yourself and you have to always do what others want you to do. It's not fair. And I'm hoping that conversation, discourse like this one, can help you to really understand your own truth, to really be like, damn, what I've been through is fucked. What I've been through, I cannot believe that I let myself be put in those situations, because now that you're an outsider of it and that situation isn't happening now and is in your past, you can look back and be like, I cannot believe I was treated like that. I cannot believe that person thought that they could use me for money or for someone to vent to or for someone to just go out with or someone to make them look good or whatever the fuck. I can't believe it. Because now you see that it was wrong. And now you can be like me and now completely just change your whole identity and change what was of your past and what you will not allow to be in your future. So with that being said, I really enjoyed talking about this. It was necessary. I'm feeling tense. I'm feeling incredibly, like I'm feeling a mix of different emotions right now as I speak about this. I feel pain. I feel tenseness because I was victimized in my childhood in this kind of way. I also feel proud. I feel peace. I feel at peace. I feel comfortable. I feel scared. I feel way more vulnerable than I ever am because I never really, I speak about things quite objectively. I don't really dive into like my own life very much. And I'm feeling a bunch of different emotions, and I hope that whoever you are listening can understand and appreciate my choice of vulnerability in talking about this and can see the bigger picture. And I hope it helps someone. I hope it helps someone. If you have anything that you want to chat about, if you have thoughts, and if this is like, holy shit, bitch, like this is the entirety of my life story or my childhood or this like narcissistic relationship that I ended up, this friendship, like this is what happened to me. This is what happened to me. I would love, love, love to chat with you about it via Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it might be. I would love to talk with you and hear your story and us talk about how horrible this is because it's so fucking common. That's the thing. Like, no one is ever going to come out and say, I'm a people pleaser or I was a people pleaser. No one is ever gonna, like, it's embarrassing. It feels shameful. It feels fucking shameful as hell. But at the end of the day, it's not your fault because that's how you were conditioned. That's how you were programmed. That's what, you know, and you're a little teeny tiny little, like, innocent, cute, naive child who was just turned into something that no one deserves to be. And now you can unlearn and uncondition and recondition yourself to something brighter and more peaceful. Thank you for listening to this and have a good one.